Since the beginning of the year, the Italian Navy has rescued more than 140,000 people trying to get to Europe on unseaworthy boats, sparked by a tragedy last October that saw over 350 Eritreans drowned off Lampedusa Island. The new rescue operation called Mare Nostrum has been hailed as a success by human rights groups in Europe. But after spending more than $13 million a month on the mission for the past year, with no help from the rest of Europe, recession-plagued Italy has said it can't afford to continue. Foreign correspondent Sophie McNeil went on board the San Giusto to witness the Italian operation.
What did I say?
For 2 days, this inflatable dinghy packed full of young African men has been floating in the middle of the Mediterranean, its occupants unsure if they would live or die.
You have babies? No?
Suddenly, marines from the Italian Navy ship, the San Giusto, come into view and pluck the jubilant men from their sagging rubber boat.
Do you have women? And how many are you?
So far this year, more than 3,000 people have drowned trying to make the same journey.
So many dreams, can I tell you?
And you think you're going to find your dreams in Europe?
For sure.
Just a few hours later, another call for help comes through. 230 Syrian men, women and children were rescued from their unseaworthy boat by a Norwegian merchant ship. In the dark, the marines tie their rescue boat alongside as children are passed from one vessel to another.
How are you feeling?
Feeling is like I want to be reborn again. So close to death.
Since January, the Italian Navy has directly rescued more than 90,000 people and brought ashore a total of 140,000, more than three times the number rescued last year. Critics accuse the Italians of encouraging people to take the dangerous journey. Vice Admiral Filippo Foffi is the commander of the Italian fleet. He rejects the accusations and says the numbers are up due to increasing world conflict.
There is a need to intervene at the origins of the problem before this horrible journey.
Meanwhile, Italy's neighbours accuse it of allowing many of those rescued to escape across its borders to more prosperous European countries like Germany, Sweden or the Netherlands. Vice Admiral Foffi again.
Perhaps the controls that are carried out to avoid these types of escapes are not rock solid, but you must also think that one country only cannot be the holding place of these never-ending arrivals.
Mare Nostrum is due to end in a few weeks and will be replaced by a wider EU-supported operation. It will be concentrated closer to Italian shores and only have a third of the funding of the Italian mission, a move that alarms human rights groups. In a statement, Amnesty International warned that the new operation is not fit to meet vital search and rescue needs, and that there is a real risk that further lives of migrants and refugees will be lost at sea.
And you can see Sophie McNeil's full report on Foreign Correspondent tonight at 8 on ABC TV.